This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when we think of cancer, we think of, all right, that's somebody with some bad luck. It's somebody who's older. It's going to get at least one in two of us. Those are some statistics where one in two of us get some sort of cancer, where it's something horrible and horribly decimating, like we saw with James Michael Tyler and his prostate cancer diagnosis that took him from us this weekend. He played Gunther on Friends. Or whether it's something like a small basal cell carcinoma on the skin that could be very easily treated and taken care of early. And so cancer happens. Cells will have a plan. They'll have a genetic code to grow, propagate, die. But something mutates, some error happens, and these cells may grow and may grow unchecked and develop into cancer. Most cancer cases are older individuals, but we are seeing rises in younger cancer cases. Now, it could just be, well, we're hearing about it more. Like, remember years ago there was a 15-year-old girl that had breast cancer. I think there was even a 10-year-old girl that had breast cancer. And, I mean, there are some rare things that happen. We've seen kids, sadly, have brain tumors. I mean, you know, things have been, sadly, plaguing us, you know, for centuries. And now we have the media, we have social media to alert people to what is going on in everybody's family. So it kind of seems like everybody has somebody in the family with cancer. But there was actually a study that looked at pancreatic cancer in women, and we're seeing young women between the ages of 15 to 34 are having a rise in cancer, of pancreatic cancer. Now, pancreatic cancer, we used to see usually in older men. Why younger women? What the hell is going on? So the study was published in the Journal of American Medical Association, and they looked at 284,000 cases of pancreatic cancer. This is cancer of the pancreas, and the pancreas is an organ that is a part of your GI tract that has the enzymes and hormones necessary for digestion and for food, not only breakdown, but absorption. So the pancreas, for example, makes your insulin. And that's what people need to get blood sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. Those that don't have actively functioning beta islet cells that make the insulin will sadly have blood sugar rise in their bloodstream and become diabetic. So the pancreas is responsible for a whole variety of things keeping us alive. And they looked at 284,000 cases over the decades between 2000 and 2018. Half of the women, or half of those cases, were women. When they subdivided, and again, I apologize, they didn't separate non-binary or cis-trans. So in the study, they say women and men. So I don't have the numbers of those who identify as women, those who identify as men. They just say women, men. When they subdivided the under 55-year-old age group, they found those between 15 to 35 years old had a marked increased rate of the disease that actually surpassed men. Women surpassed men on the pancreatic cancer, and over the last, like, decade or so, it rose even faster than it did previously. So what could be going on in terms of our lifestyles or our genetics that could be starting to cause this uptick in pancreatic cancer cases? So according to study authors, they said the study found the pancreatic cancer incidence increased among both sexes between 2000 and 2018, but there was a greater relative increase observed among women under age 55, but especially those age 15 to 34. Even though the reason for this relative increasingly trend among younger women is unclear, it may imply a sex-based disproportional exposure to known or unknown risk factors. Is there something women are doing more than men in that age group? I have some concerns. I have some ideas. The observed trend, they say, can offer clues to researchers to gain better insight into pathogenesis of pancreatic cancer. So what are risk factors? What puts somebody at risk for cancer of the pancreas? Well, age, usually older, male, although now we're seeing more women, diabetes, alcohol use, if you have chronic pancreatitis, genetics, African-American descent, Ashkenazi Jewish descent, so Jews from the more northern European areas, obesity, high-fat diet, hepatitis B, H. pylori infection, BRCA1, BRCA2 mutations. So what could younger women be doing more of? Well, younger women put on makeup more than men. Maybe there's something in the makeup. Maybe it's the chemicals we're exposed to. Younger women do tend to drink more diet soda. I've spoken about, could diet soda cause diabetes? Could diet soda cause pancreatic cancer? We don't have a lot of evidence of that, but I do wonder. Is it that younger women are, you know, eating a... We used to diet like crazy. Women used to smoke to cut back their cravings. And as we stopped smoking and cut back on our tobacco use, we may be eating more and we may be heavier than we used to be. So I don't know. You know, there's obviously some theories out there. Each year, 57,000 Americans are diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. A five-year survival rate is only 5%. Survival time between finding the cancer and making it is sometimes between 2 and 6 months. Symptoms are jaundice, heartburn, back pain, abdominal pain, bloating, weight loss, loss of appetite, new onset diabetes. If all of a sudden you become diabetic, and there's nobody diabetic in the family, that can mean there's something going wrong with the pancreas. Dark-colored urine, light-colored stool, fatigue, itchy skin. People who had pancreatic cancer were Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Alex Trebek, Aretha Franklin, Alan Rickman, Patrick Swayze, Luciano Pavarotti. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel and Jason, our producers today. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So ask and you shall receive. When we have discussed fertility and doing semen analyses and checking the fertility of couples, many of you asked, why can't I do this at home? Why do I have to go someplace, watch a video, go through the embarrassment, go through that? Why can't I do this at home? Well, ask and you shall receive. Apparently, Reproductive Solutions has an amazing product we're going to talk about. Joining us next is CEO of Reproductive Solutions, Diana Penninger, to talk to us about ProTX, which is a home male fertility test. Diane, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me this morning.
Wow. Well, this is fantastic because I can't tell you how many female partners end up going through so much testing, gynecological cost, and it kind of would help to see if this might be on the male fertility side of things. What inspired your company to launch this product?
Well, first of all, yeah, our company and what we think about every day is bringing technology to market to help couples have a family. And our technology is, again, specifically targeted on male infertility, but really starting at collecting the healthiest sperm possible. You know, that's half the equation, right?
Right.
So our motivation was the fact that sperm collection is done in a urine specimen cup today, which we know damages sperm. So mm-hmm. we wanted to find a solution to that. That's been since the 1970s, 40 years of this. Protex was designed to actually simulate in the body conditions. So the most physiologically optimal environment to really have the healthiest sperm available for fertility procedures. So being able to, we've redesigned the actual way of collection, so the cup looks different, and it's specifically designed for reducing temperature fluctuations and balancing pH. Most importantly, the cup itself allows an increase in motility by 50%. It increases the number of biochemical healthy sperm, and it extends that time of high-quality health in sperm up to 48 hours, which
wow.
is actually, that is what keeps a lot of home collection. It challenges home collection. It keeps people from being able to collect at home because of that one-hour window that is used today for processing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, TV and movies have sensationalized that, where you see people racing across Midtown New York to try to get their specimen to the clinic on time, which is why many people had to just go to the clinic themselves. This now allows somebody to do the sample and have at least 2 days to then bring it into the clinic?
Yeah, so what happens, your clinic will give you some of the recommendations of how long, but how long that they, what timing they'd like for you to bring back the actual Protex. But it gives the, at least that viability for collection and processing for 48 hours. So what you see on TV is actually real. So because of that 1 hour window, what's great about Protex is when you're able to collect at home, the Protex itself is at ambient temperature. You have the ability to have that collection. You bring it in a longer period of time, which also gives the clinics themselves plenty of time to process. And it remains, very healthy, biochemically healthy over that period of time.
That's wonderful. We're speaking to Diana Penninger, CEO of Reproductive Solutions. Your company obviously sees, you know, the gamut of people with reproductive challenges. What does Reproductive Solutions do?
So we are distinctly a sperm collection container company. That's what we are bringing to market. That container, we designed that container, and where we are marketing it out into all of the clinics. We have it also across the nation available in all of your fertility clinics, your OBGYNs, and that is what we are promoting at this point to have available. I would tell you that for collection at home, that is a more relaxed environment. You don't have that anxiety. You see that cortisol that we know that for anxiety causes cortisol, that sperm is damaged significantly through that cortisol. And when you extend it over 48 hours, you actually see that the sperm has that higher motility. You have the ability to have that higher sperm counts. It gives you a lot better opportunity to, and increases your chances for pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. And Diana, what I like about your product is, you know, now many industries have had to transition to more drive up, not going into the clinic, telemedicine, and so people that don't want to go in and do the sample, they could now do it in their home and then have a kind of less COVID exposure if they're concerned about that.
Yeah, no, that is exactly, it actually caused a significant shift in thought process around collecting at home was because of COVID, right? So because the process was for so many years, it has to be collected in the actual clinic, with that 1 hour window. This thought process that had been established for over 40 years is now beginning to change, and Protex is helping that. Let me describe what the differences are in the specimen cup versus Protex, because it is very stark. Mm-hmm. If you think about the actual specimen cup, it has a very large it's a very large kind of surface to volume ratio, which drives a significant temperature fluctuation. And what Protex does, it actually cocoons it. It actually takes the sample and it funnels it down into a very small surface to area volume, sort of a cocoonish area. And what it does is actually protects that sample and keeps that temperature at a very controlled state. And because of that, it has the 10 times better thermal capability. It actually regulates that pH when it's mixed with a small amount of media that will be provided by your clinic. Mm-hmm. And that pH matters, right? So you have, that's where, once you start the damage, when it's collected in a specimen cup, it's irreversible. So what we do is actually limit or avoid that damage. Mm-hmm. And therefore, that's how it remains. It's in its best biochemical
state. It makes
state.
Perfect sense. I can't tell you how many times I've received semen analysis comes back, you know, inconclusive, and it, you know, the patient's like, it wasn't me, and I go, I don't think it was you. And, you know, if this reduces sampling errors, and I'm sure you've received feedback from lab directors, have you noticed less sampling errors or inconclusive results?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have an example of a couple who tried for many years, and they were they finally got to the point of collecting the semen sample, and they tried three or four times, and during those times they didn't have enough a high enough sperm count for them to move forward with IUI, and at that point, one of these the clinic doctors handed them a Protex, and it came back with well over the limits or the threshold of semen sperm counts that's required for these samples. It was fantastic, right? Because this is a couple that was challenged, right? They didn't think they were going to be able to go forward with fertility procedures, or they would have to move to a very expensive procedure. And in this particular case with Protex, because of that biochemical health, they were actually able to proceed. So we hope to bring that kind of success with to many couples.
Absolutely. In the last 30 seconds, where can listeners go to learn more and ask for Protex to be used for their sample?
Right. So go to your clinic locally, wherever you are, or you can go to reproductive.solutions/try-protex.
That is fantastic. It's amazing, and I can't believe that this hasn't been done before. So we're grateful to you guys for this. One more time, Diana, if you could give us the website.
reproductive.solutions/try-protex.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Good luck to you and your team. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some families may be thinking twice about their Thanksgiving feast amid rising grocery prices. Experts believe turkeys are on track to break a record set in 2015. The average wholesale cost for hams is also up. In fact, all the fixings are expected to cost more. Moderna has received federal approval for a booster shot for their COVID-19 vaccine. The company's co-founder and chairman, Nubin Afeyan, makes the argument for getting the booster on Fox Business.
The initial vaccination will do a very good job of protecting us if we get infected. But at least in my personal case, I'd rather not be infected. And the best way we know not to be infected, at least from an immunology standpoint, is to have a reasonably high level of antibodies, which is what the booster does.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden is hitting the campaign trail in Virginia today. He'll stump for Democratic candidate for governor Terry McAuliffe. McAuliffe tied with a Republican in the race, Glenn Youngkin. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts is on the hot seat once again.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci needs to be held accountable for funds distributed by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases toward abusive animal experiments and gain-of-function research Monday.
You can't have mad scientists running around playing God like this and then come to find out what else is Fauci and NIH doing? They're doing cruel experiments on puppies. What they were doing with those puppies is flat out disgusting. It's despicable. That needs to stop.
Dozens of beagles died as a result of the experiments. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're being told that the largest police union in New York City is actually suing over the vaccine mandate. Now, I apologize. We're having some trouble with the feed. Sorry. And vaccine mandates, unfortunately, I think they're here to stay and more are coming. I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to see more flu mandates. And so these these, you know, holding the lines, and I know it seems like there are very few, 1 or 2%, but it's a very significant 1 or 2% because they are the only people kind of standing up to this sort of insanity of you're going to force somebody to get a shot who's forcing. Recommending is one thing. The CDC's recommendations are very important. They're very well received. I, as a doctor, utilize CDC recommendations all the time. But the mandate, forcing somebody, that's where I think they've drawn the line. And many people are giving in. They're like, you know what, fine. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to, you know, not be able to travel. I don't want to be able to not go to the Raiders game. So they give in. And the people holding the lines are going to be the only ones that slow down the process of government telling you what to do with your body, what to put in your body. And it's they're gutsy. They're gutsy. And I'm not here to pick sides. You know, I support the vaccine. I think the vaccine does save lives, and I want people to get the vaccine. But I also don't want people feeling forced. And I think if somebody says, look, I don't want to take my chances and be that one in a million who can, you know, get an adverse reaction to a vaccine, I think they have that right. That's just me as a doctor. And, you know, it's very interesting because as doctors, we do informed consent. And when we do informed consent, we make people sign something saying, look, I'm about to do a procedure on you. There's a chance you could get an infection. There's a chance you could die. Are you okay with that before we proceed? We won't proceed if you're not okay with that. You talk about the risk of procedures, nobody dies usually. I mean, yes, that can happen, but when I've done it, thank God nobody has because I've done minor procedures. But you get informed consent. There's no informed consent with this. So NYPD Union has filed a lawsuit suing New York City and Staten Island State Supreme Court. NYPD officers have had the option to get vaccinated or test out. But as of October 29th, the 20,000 or so not yet vaccinated have to get at least one shot or be placed on unpaid leave. So originally the mandates were, look, all right, if you don't get the shot, just go through your weekly testing. Now they're not even allowing weekly testing. The Police Benevolent Association says getting vaccinated is a personal medical decision. Officers should make in consultation with their doctors. So Patrick Lynch, president, writes to PBA, the police, dear PBA member, I am writing with an important update on our legal challenge to Mayor de Blasio's vaccine mandate. He tweeted this morning, the PBA filed a lawsuit in Staten Island State Supreme Court seeking to overturn the vaccine mandate announced last week. We will also be filing a request for a temporary restraining order asking the court to bar the city and the NYPD from implementing the mandate while our suit is pending. This is a rapidly developing issue. As always, we will update you as new information becomes available. So, according to President Pat Lynch, now that the city has moved to unilaterally impose a mandate, they are going to proceed with legal action to protect their members' rights. Hundreds of officers, firefighters, other city workers marched and rallied in the city on Monday afternoon. Some news outlets said there were a few. This was a pretty large crowd. And, I mean, these are police officers. Police officers have been exposed to COVID this whole time. Just like these hospital workers that have been threatened to lose their job. Don't you think they've already been exposed, they've already had some natural immunity, and if they still want to take the risk of getting COVID and dying, it should be up to them? They're taking the risk of taking a bullet for us. They're taking a risk of doing a traffic stop and getting shot, which is happening more and more to our police officers. Why can't they take the risk of getting COVID? Well, the answer, people will say, is because they're spreading COVID. Well, vaccinated people can spread it too. Vaccinated people could get COVID. Vaccinated people could die from COVID. What the shot does is minimize your risk of being hospitalized or dying of COVID, but you could still carry it. You could still have it. Even though one study found equal viral loads, I wouldn't be surprised if there were other studies saying unvaccinated might have higher, because if your body is consumed by COVID, you're obviously going to shed more. But we have a study that says, look, guys, the viral loads were equal, vaccinated, unvaccinated. So then why the mandate? NYPD has 34,500 uniformed personnel, 17,700 non-uniformed support positions. Their vaccination rate was 61%. That number increased to 68% in less than 2 weeks, according to NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea. They said two commissioners who oversee the largest police and fire departments in the U.S. have already said earlier this month that they support the mandate for their members. Shea has even made impassioned pleas to officers in a video message urging them to get inoculated. 60 NYPD employees have died of COVID. Several groups have tried to challenge them in courts. Teachers took their case to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court declined to hear it. For the most part, public health, the argument of quote-unquote public health, has justified the rule and prevailed. But again, public health, people are still getting sick, people are still spreading it. And you're denying somebody a means to feed their family. That's very different from prior precedences, from prior cases. Mayor de Blasio says 46,000 of all city employees remain unvaccinated. He said that's a lot of people, and think about their families, think about everyone they come in contact with. We're fighting this war against COVID. They said, let's not kid ourselves. He says, and the difference now is if we get people vaccinated, we're going to save tens of thousands of lives. If we don't, we're going to lose a lot of people who could have been saved, and we're not going to get out of this morass. All right, I'm sorry, it's not a word I usually use. Ass I usually use with, yeah. Many politicians. So, and look, I'm a doctor. There is no doubt that this vaccine has helped people. That being said, you have a right to choose how you want to protect yourself. And I get the debate is, but the hospitals are overflowing. And what's going to happen next? Well, during cough, cold winter season, they might start discriminating against people who didn't get the COVID vaccine. They might say, look, somebody who got the COVID vaccine and is sick, they get a bed. This is going to develop into a more ugly conversation, because you will have people that'll say, look, I did everything I was supposed to. I now have heart disease. Let me get a hospital bed. Now, one answer to that is, rather than discriminating and being unconstitutional, have more hospitals. Have more hospital beds. But that's not the case. We don't really see a lot of hospitals being built. We didn't learn anything during this pandemic. There's about 5,000-6,000 beds in my state that has 3-4 million people. It's just not enough. Not enough. It's never enough during flu season. So we'll see where this goes. 1-877-DOCFELLY.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD toll-free to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, begins October 15th. It allows most people who qualify for Medicare to choose or change their plans. And for those age 65 and older who worry about exposure to COVID-19, there are ways to shop for the best plan without leaving their homes. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
Every fall, Medicare beneficiaries can shop for health benefits that fit their needs for the next year. This is the one time each year when most people who qualify for Medicare can choose or change their plans. They may be able to lower costs, expand their coverage, or both. As the global pandemic continues, it is critical to have comprehensive coverage to stay as healthy as possible all year. There are ways to shop during the annual election period, or AEP, without leaving home. Go online to Medicare.gov or call individual plans to learn more. Several types of coverage are available, so make sure to understand your options and ask plenty of questions.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Back of the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Also on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter also, at Dr. Dahlia. We're also on Instagram, but I don't really post that much on there. I need to. So FBI figures have shown that 2020 saw the most hate crimes since 2001, with over 8,200 incidences recorded and a 76% increase in anti-Asian attacks. They say anti-black crimes made up for nearly half of the 2020 hate crimes involving race. They say of the 6,780 known perpetrators, 55% of them were white, 45% of them were not. And so according to the FBI's hate crime statistics report, anti-Asian incidents increased from 158 in 2019 to 279 in 2020. They make up a small percentage, but sadly, we have not progressed in terms of crimes being done based on a person's race, on a person's look, on a person's being, on a person's creed. And so as a result, I think there's a lot of things that we could be doing that we might be perpetrating. Now, interesting. I saw on social media that back in the 1940s, there was a woman, and this obviously happened to a higher extent than what the picture showed, but there was a woman on a beach. She was Asian, and she was sitting next to a Chinese flag. And she had the Chinese flag on the beach. This was in the 1940s, because she didn't want people to think that she was Japanese. After Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, there was a lot of anti-Japanese sentiment in the United States, which extended inappropriately it to other Asian countries and other Asian people. And so to protect herself, she would have, I guess, a Chinese flag. And I think a lot of people did it at that time. And maybe they were Japanese and they used a Chinese flag, but they used that to ward off discrimination, to ward off hate attacks. And things were still kind of sore in the 1950s with anti-Japanese sentiment, anti-German sentiment. And then throughout the years, that changed. And the reason why it changed is people realized, look, okay, you know, what the government might have done, what the military had been ordered to do, might not necessarily extend to the average citizen. I come from German roots, German Jews. They had to flee. But my German roots does not mean I'm Nazi. My family had to flee the Nazis. They were Jewish. So over the years, America has grown as a whole, as a society, to, okay, no. It is ridiculous to apply anti-war hatred to a descendant, to somebody here. It doesn't make sense. Same thing as we progress since the 1960s. Which we should have progressed way faster. It shouldn't have taken until the 1960s to have Equal Rights Act and civil liberties extended to everybody. But sadly, this country has had a very marred, very despicable, evil past that created such divide, created discrimination. And I bring this up because we have hate crimes now being used against people who not only are believed to be involved with COVID, which is why President Joe Biden issued the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act, but I believe we're seeing hate crimes against people that are either unvaccinated, unmasked, those who don't want to wear a mask, those who don't want to vaccinate, versus those that might be pro-mask, pro-vaccine. And as I see even though a hate crime definition and will be logged by police departments as a crime going against somebody's race. Somebody's creed, religion, also is considered a hate crime, as we've seen with Jews, Catholics, Christians, Muslim, Mormon, LDS. We're also seeing this, we're seeing kind of an ignoring of what if somebody doesn't want to put something into their body? What if they're a Jehovah's Witness? Let's say, and I don't really know, I haven't spoken to Jehovah's Witness and how they feel about COVID vaccine. I haven't spoken to Christian Scientists. I haven't spoken to any of these people per se. Many people that are against the vaccine aren't bringing up their particular religion per se or a group they belong to and they align with. They bring up other sorts of justifications for them not wanting the vaccine. But we have individuals out there whose religious now inclinations to not want to get the vaccine are being challenged. And when I see these hate crime statistics reports and we look at them going, this is horrible. It shouldn't be this high. You know, why? By the way, hate crimes also include anti-gay, anti-Jewish, anti-white hate crimes as well. When we see these numbers and we think, okay, why are we having them in the year 2020, which is where the numbers lead up, have logged up to. We don't have 2021 statistics yet. We're not making progress. And I worry that we're going to see more. In 2001, they say the year of September 11th attacks, people reported 9,700 incidents motivated by bias. That was the most in the last two decades. The year with the fewest hate crimes was in 2014. There was 5,400. The figures have gradually increased ever since. In 2018, there was actually a slight decrease. 2018, that was when Trump was in power. I'm not sure if some of his legislations, executive orders got any credit or it was just to chance. So Stop AAPI Hate, which is a coalition of Asian American and Pacific Islander advocacy groups and scholars, have previously made aware that anti-Asian hate crimes have gone up exponentially. The other thing, too, is many of these aren't reported. There are many many acts that are committed that might not necessarily make it to a police report. The group has received reports of nearly 10,000 incidents since March 2020, 43% of targeted victims of Chinese descent. Now, that is different from the report released of 8,200 hate crime incidents. 10,000, again. So, we have an underreporting. We have a hatred that still brews in this country. And my fear is we are starting to almost, what's the word for it, where you allow something to happen, a condoning. We almost have a condoning of it when you see this discrimination against people who are unvaccinated. And so I really kind of urge people to be very, very careful with what they are advocating, what they're supporting, in terms of being against a certain group, smokers. I thought it was really discriminatory to stick smokers outside in the cold, but I get it. You don't want to be exposed to smoke. But, you know, these are things that sadly will brew more discrimination and bias. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.